You're listening to The Dashboard Confessional, the show from the team behind The Dashboard at I Hate Marketing. No growth hacks, no fluff, just the stuff nobody in marketing wants to say out loud. The Dashboard is the one place your whole marketing picture finally lives. Every tool, every channel, every number, on one screen for one flat price. $1,800 a month. No seats, no tokens, no nonsense. All right. Here's today's confession. By the time you get the answer, the decision is already made. Here is a scene you have lived. Somebody senior asks a question in a meeting. Not a hard question, something like, which campaigns actually drove pipeline last quarter? Or, why did revenue dip in the second week of the month? Or, is that new channel worth keeping? Reasonable stuff. The kind of thing a marketing team should be able to answer in the time it takes to refill a coffee. What happens instead is a small project gets born. Someone volunteers to pull the numbers. That person pings the analyst. The analyst is three tickets deep and says Thursday. Thursday arrives, the numbers look weird, so now there is a debate about whether the weird is real or a tracking issue. Someone exports a CSV. Someone else has a different CSV. By the time the answer is clean enough to trust, it is 9 days later. The decision got made without it, and everyone has quietly moved on. The problem is almost never that the answer is wrong. The problem is that the answer is late. And a late answer is functionally the same as no answer, because the decision it was supposed to inform already happened. Latency is the metric nobody tracks. We obsess over accuracy. Is the attribution right? Is the pixel firing? Is the definition of an MQL the same in two systems? Fair questions, but accuracy is worthless if it shows up after the moment has passed. A perfectly accurate report delivered next week loses to a roughly right answer you could have had in the meeting. Nobody measures how long it takes your organization to go from question to answer. If you did, the number would horrify you. Not because your people are slow. They are doing heroic manual work. It is horrifying because the work should not exist. The gap between someone wondered and someone knew is filled with humans acting as glue between tools that refuse to talk to each other. What the delay is actually made of.
Break down those 9 days, and it is rarely thinking. It is logistics. Logging into six platforms. Remembering which one holds the real spend number and which one lies. Exporting, reformatting, joining on a key that does not quite match because one system calls it account and the other calls it company. Waiting on the one person who understands the Salesforce report builder. Reconciling why the ad platform claims 400 conversions and your CRM sees 230. None of that is analysis. It is assembly. Your expensive, smart people spend their scarce hours being a human ETL pipeline. And the actual question, the part that requires a brain, gets maybe 20 minutes at the very end when everyone is tired and the deck is due. The bottleneck was never the thinking. It was getting the data into one place clean enough to think about. Why more tools made it worse. The instinct when answers come slow is to buy something. A better BI tool. A warehouse. A dashboard with more tabs. So now there is a Tableau license. A Power BI instance somebody set up in 2022. A data warehouse project that has been almost done for 2 quarters, and a BI analyst whose entire job is translating between them. Every tool you add is another place the data can disagree with itself, and another login standing between a question and its answer. You did not shorten the distance from question to answer. You added stops. The stack got more impressive, and the meetings got exactly no faster. The real test. Forget the feature lists and the vendor demos for a second. There is one honest test for whether your marketing data setup is working, and it has nothing to do with how pretty the charts are. Can a normal person, not the analyst, get a trustworthy answer to a normal question during the meeting where the question is asked. If yes, you are in rare and good shape. If no, everything else is decoration. It does not matter how many data sources you have wired up or how clever the model is. If the answer cannot arrive while the question is still warm, your analytics are a museum. Nice to walk through, useless in a fire. What fast actually looks like. Fast does not mean reckless. It does not mean you skip rigor and guess. It means the assembly step is already done before anyone asks.
The data from every system is already unified, already reconciled, already sitting in one place that agrees with itself. So when the question comes, the only thing left to do is the thinking. You type the question in plain English, you get a straight answer, and you argue about what to do instead of arguing about whether the number is real. That is the whole shift. Move the slow, dumb, human glue work to before the question, permanently. So the moment a question exists, the answer is already reachable. The meeting stops being a status update on a data project and goes back to being a decision. Most teams have it backwards. They optimize the analysis and leave the assembly manual, which is like sharpening the knife and forgetting to buy food. The knife was never the problem. The 9 days between hungry and dinner was. If your team's honest question-to-answer time is measured in days, that is not a talent problem, and it is not a smarts problem. It is a plumbing problem, and plumbing is fixable. Getting every source into one place that answers you back in plain language in the meeting is roughly the entire reason the dashboard exists. Not to give you more charts to stare at, to get the answer to you while the question still matters. That's the confession for today. If your marketing data is scattered across a dozen tools and none of them agree with each other, that is exactly the problem the dashboard was built to kill. One pane of glass. Ask it anything in plain English. Get the truth. See it for yourself at ihatemarketing.ai. Thanks for listening to the Dashboard Confessional. We'll see you next time.